The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights, yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travis a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant the body they last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, modest a ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina here and sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
president, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 tizzy bins completely separate. Yeah, I be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
A billionaire, so freaking bad.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going, but you think that you're on your way. Lights lined up on the mirror, don't blow it. Whoa, look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. I see you're not satisfied. And I don't see nobody else, I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
By your side, but I'm with you when you're all alone, and you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
Like my fucking dad. Light it up, that smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again. Through my rise and fall. You've been my only.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
BP, looks like I did take him to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Hey, hey, good morning, everybody. Man, I hope everybody had a great weekend plus one. Man, I'm fired up. I'm excited this morning just simply because I opened my eyes. I want to say good morning to everybody. Man, I hope everybody is really moving towards the weekend. Actually, what's today? Man, today is Thursday. Time flies. We're on the way to another weekend, man. Man, you get caught up in it. They say that time flies when you're having fun, right? Is that really true? Does time fly when you're having fun? I'm going to say, yeah, man, time really does fly when you're having fun. I want to talk about something this morning, man, and it's going to give some of you life. It's going to make some of you feel a little sad. It's going to make some of you feel a little behind the power curve a little bit. But that's okay. That's what we do on this show. We bridge gaps. That's why we're here. We say the things that other people think and are afraid to say, but we say it with taste, because this is the realest show ever. So as always, everybody, if you want to call into The Grind line, if you have something to say, I promise you, I will definitely monitor it today. If you have something that you want to say on the show live on The Grind, go ahead and dial in the 678 844-618-8. Shoot out that message that says, you know, I'm ready to share something on the grind. You know, if you ever wanted to be live, you know, on a radio show and get everybody to hear your opinion of what you have to say, to know that your voice actually counts, then go ahead and dial in and leave me that text message. Give me your number. Tell me, you know, I have something to say. All right. But remember, I have a mute button and a kickoff button here. It's called, it's a big red X. So I can kick you off anytime I want when you say something that's not tasteful. All right. So go ahead and dial it, guys. Send me that text message. No problem. I want to hear what you guys have to say. And you know what? Tell somebody that the grind is on, because you're going to be glad you did, because what I got to talk about today, I'm not going to be long, but what I got to talk about today, guys, is really, 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 and I debated whether I should talk about this now or next week, but today is really, really going to help some people bridge some gaps. So man, again, tell somebody to dial into 657-383-1291. And we're going to get this thing kicked off here in just a minute, okay? Come on, guys. Tell somebody to dial into the grind. Tell them don't quit. Dial in. It's going to happen. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Listen. The economy's down. Price has seemed so high. Seems like all I ever do is try and try, yeah. Trying to make ends meet, trying to pull myself above so I can see. But every now and then it seems so helpless, hopeless. But I'm a living, breathing testimony of what God can do. If you hold on long enough, He will see you through. This is. I want to encourage you, whatever you do,
just don't.
Check this out. I've got my own set of challenges, yeah. And my friendships sometimes they wear a little thin. I even began to wonder if my own family is out or in. I'm trying to make sense of my life. I'm trying to overcome. But sometimes, you know, it seems so helpless. Oh, even when things don't go your way, you gotta hold on to your faith. Oh, just remember that you're not made to be defeated. Given to the strong. yeah. Don't give up. Hold on. Just don't quit. Help me save myself.
Breakthrough, don't quit. You won thank you, Jesus, away from your promotion, don't quit. You won glory to God away from your next level, don't quit. You won bless your holy name away from God blowing your mind. He said, I'm doing exceedingly abundantly above what I
am. Man, you know what? In order to not quit, you got to get started. In order to not quit, you have to get started. Man, we're back here live on the grind. Thank you guys for joining. Man, pumped up and excited. I believe we're going to definitely bridge some gaps today. Man, I hope you have your coffee. I hope you have your, you know what? We ain't going to call it a steel toe boot day. But this is definitely going to be eye-opening because, you know, I want to help some of you guys out. And on this show, you know, you guys should know by now, for those of you that are brand new to the grind, you know, I say things on this show. I don't say what I think. I say what I know only because I'm either going through it, been through it, or I absolutely know somebody or in a situation where I'm helping somebody get through it. So, you know, this show is the realest show ever, unscripted conversations. You know, we leave the door open so anybody can come in. And, you know, we can go wherever we want to go because guess what? We are free on the grind. So let's grind a little bit this morning. You know, one of the things I want to talk about this morning is I want to talk about horses. I know my daughter Zaria loves horses. Talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about, you know, carts and horses and things of that nature. But you know, what is life really all about? What is it all about? You know, have we really sat down and pondered what life was really about and why we're here and what we're supposed to do and when we're supposed to do it and how we're supposed to do it and yada, yada, yada. Some people just say, man, just live life. Just live your life and let things fall, let the cards fall wherever they may. And those are free spirits. You know, it was a free spirit because, you know, I'm all about freedom. I'm definitely in that stage in my life, and well, I'm all about freedom. I don't want anybody dictating what I do. I definitely don't want anybody, you know, telling me to do something that they're not doing. You know, that's why I strive so hard, you know, to listen, learn, and lead. So to make sure that I can actually be doing and leading people in the right direction, because I first have to be able to lead myself. You can't lead yourself. You definitely can't lead other people. And that's one of the things we want to talk about today, too. But what is life really, really all about? You know, I watched a movie the other day, and y'all know I love movies. All right. Y'all know I love movies. There's some other movie lovers, you know, in the house. You know, if you love movies, if you love a good movie, you know, text me on the Grind Line 678-744-6188 and text me and tell me what movie is your favorite all time movie and why. Yeah, a little bit of homework, a little homework. 678-744-6188. But I was watching this movie. And I was watching it on the airplane, actually. And the name of the movie is House. Now, I debated for a long time to watch this movie because it has a gentleman in it, you know, that I really love. He's very, very funny, but sometimes he can be a little over the top. And I'm trying to remember his name, but he played in Talladega Nights. I can't remember his name, but you know, guy texted me and tell me his name. I forget. He played Ricky Bobby on Talladega Nights, but he was in this movie called House, right? And House was all about a struggling couple. They weren't really struggling. They were living paycheck to paycheck, right? So they could barely pay their mortgage, but they were just, their nose was just above water. They had a daughter that wanted to go to college, and they thought they were going to get the means to pay for that college. And turns out, I don't want to ruin the movie for you guys, but turns out that they weren't able to, right? So now they got to figure out how they're going to get this money. And when your back is against the wall, man, that's when you perform the best. When all the chips are down, when you don't have anything that's going in your favor, and you know that the only person you can depend on is you, the only thing that's going to move you forward is what you do. And when you have that mentality, the house always wins. The house always wins. You can't be worried about what other people are going to do for you. You can't stand around waiting on other people to do anything for you. And you most certainly can't blame anybody else for where you are. Remember, we take responsibility for everything that we do on this show and in our lives, right? So if you take responsibility, then you know you can only fix what you take responsibility for. Even if it's not your total fault, take your piece of it and fix that piece. Learn from it, and guys, and lead yourself in the right direction, right? So if the house always wins, this couple decided that, you know what, I'm not saying it was the right decision, but they made a decision. They decided, you know what, man, they didn't ask. It was this guy that lived next door to them across the street. He decided, you know, he said, you know what, I need to get some money because he had a gambling problem. But hey, long story short, he wanted to start a casino to help him get the money to save his house and to help them get the money to actually help their daughter get through college. And that's exactly what they did. And that money started coming in, money started going out. They got kind of wrapped up in that thing. But the moral of the story, very funny, very, very funny movie. I enjoyed it, actually. But, you know, they got really wrapped up in that thing. And they probably should not have. But sometimes we get wrapped up in stuff in life. And it's not the right thing that we really wanted to do, but we started it and we just roll with it and we just keep on going and it'll pan out eventually. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. You know how that goes. And you look up and you're telling somebody, you know, while you're old with false teeth in your mouth that, you know, this, I wish I would have did this. And I wish I would have did that. You know, so life is all about living and life is about decisions and life is about, you know, what decisions are you making? What choices are you making? You know, for your life. I'm not talking about for somebody else's life. I'm not talking about to push somebody else's agenda. I'm talking about what choices are you making for your life? And you guys know I've always told you on this show that there's a point in time when you have to be selfish in your life. You have to be selfish. You have to put that oxygen mask on yourself first, or in the military, as we call it, the gas mask. You have to put the gas mask on for yourself. Yeah, sometimes I know the two are different. There's oxygen and then there's the gas mask. One keeps the gas out and one puts oxygen in. Sometimes you got to, you know, figure out what situation you need to put, you know, the gas mask on. It could be a toxic situation around you. You got to put the gas mask on. You don't want that nonsense getting in your nose and permeating you. So, but then you got to figure out, okay, sometimes I need some oxygen. I can't breathe. I got to get a fresh air supply. So that's what you do, right? So life, man, life is all about living and choices. And we don't want to get to that point in life to where, you know, we've sat there, we've sat around and we haven't done what we wanted to do, what we needed to do in order to get where we wanted to be and have what we wanted to have. And so now we're sitting in somewhere and we're old and gray and this ain't no bus on the elderly, but we all got to get there one day, right? So we get there, we're old and gray and we don't know what to do. And we're like, oh my gosh, you know, I just let my whole life pass me by. If you want some real insight, all right, if you want some real insight on some stuff and some great advice, go to a retirement home and just go from room to room and ask each of the people. Better, if you get them in one place in one time, you have just stepped into the pot of wisdom. If you ask them, what is it? What do you regret most in life? You may have to give them two or three things, but they're going to always give you one thing. Some of them are going to say, I regret I didn't drink more water. Some of them will say, I regret that I didn't take care of my teeth. You know, I regret that I didn't read in the dark. I regret that I didn't tell, you know, my kids that I love them more. I regret that I didn't do this. I regret that I didn't do that. There's a lot of regrets. You don't want to be that person. So you got to live your life. You got to do the things that you need to do in order to be able to do the things that you want to do, right? You want to be able to create a legacy that you can be proud of. We keep hearing that legacy word, right? I want to create a legacy. So if you want to create a legacy, then you're going to have to do something for you. You can't create a legacy if it's not your legacy. You can help somebody else create a legacy, but what's your legacy? I keep asking you guys, what's the one thing that you want to do? I don't care if it's 3 or 4 or 5. Pick one and start there, right? Create a legacy that you can be proud of. You know, the older I get, the more I think about time and how time waits for no one. And you can try to be the controller of time all you want, but if you don't sit down and analyze the time that you have, you can sit back and think that you're going to live to be as old as Moses or Methuselah if you want. We don't live in that day and age anymore. We don't. So you have to figure out, okay, how much time do I have and how can I massively affect my life, my legacy? And all I can say is start now, man. Start now. If I had two words that I wanted to put up all around my house and I just made, it would be in caps, start now. Start now. Because tomorrow never comes. Today is right here. And it's never going to be a perfect time to get started. Just get started. Doesn't matter if it's a little shaky. Why am I saying all of this? Because I want to talk about the cart. Because the cart is easy. The cart, when you think about the cart, you know, what is the guy talking about? Is it a cart of apples? Are you talking about a cart of, you know, a cart of bananas? What are you talking about? No, I'm talking about the cart. The cart with all your stuff in it. The cart with all your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations. The cart with all of the stuff that you want and that you want to do. That cart. We got the cart. That's the easy part, man. You can sit down, man, and get you a cup of coffee, a glass of water, some juice, and you can sit back and think about all of the things that you want to do. Coffee break. You can think about all of those things. But what about what's in the cart? You take inventory of that. Where's your horse? Having a cart is fine. You can have a stationary place where you sell stuff, but you most certainly can't get anywhere with a cart with no horse. Where's your horse? You know, my daughter loves horses. She absolutely loves horses. Let me just put it this way. My daughter loves anything with four legs. She loves animals. She all the time she's asking me, can we just go down to the kennel and just adopt all of those dogs? It's so sad that nobody want those dogs. I just want to go get them all, Dad. And I said, baby, when you get your own house, you can get as many of those dogs as you want. You know, but she doesn't know. Her heart is bigger, you know, than her mindset. Her mind is telling her, you know, I want them. I really do. And her heart's telling her, I got to get them dogs. Somebody's got to help them. But she's not thinking about what it's going to take, you know, to take care of all of those dogs. And she doesn't understand that you can't save the world. And most certainly you can't save all those dogs. So you do the best you can. So she loves animals, she loves horses, and she's on this thing now. She wants a horse. She wants a parakeet. She wants a lot of things. But her biggest thing is she wants a horse. And she draws up this whole thing about horses and what horse she wants. She knows the horse's name. She wants to even adopt a horse. And I'm like, okay, that's great, baby. You know, that's awesome. You know, but we got to do the logistics on what it takes to maintain, take care, and to keep a horse. You know, so do that. Do the homework on what it takes to feed it, to house it, and to keep it healthy. And draw all of that up. She went and did the research, and she came back, and she said, Dad, it's like, you know, it's like $6,000, you know, a year to feed and house a horse, you know, and all this and that. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now we know what it takes. I said, now you just need the horse to pull that cart. You need the horse before the horse, okay? You need the virtual horse before you get the physical horse. So I said, how are you going to get the money? See, let me tell you something about parenting, guys. Parenting is not about being your the first thing you put out is you want to be your kid's friend. Now you're the friend is a bonus, okay? The friend is a bonus. You're a parent first. You're called to train up that child in the way that they should go so that when they're straight, let me break it down in layman's terms, they have a foundation that they can always come back to. And I said it that way because, you know, the Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're older, they won't depart. Oh, they won't depart as a whole because they have a foundation, but they're most certainly going to try some things out. They're going to go some different ways and aren't going to work some things that were probably contrary to probably what you said. But they always have a foundation to come back to. So our number one goal is to be the parent, not the friend. The friend comes when your kid understands that, okay, my mom, my dad, they're cool. You know, I'm not ashamed for them to be around me and my friends to meet them. They're cool. You still got an obligation to be cool for your kids, okay? But at the end of the day, your job is to train them up. So I'm always in teaching mode with my kids, always. Everything to me is a lesson. Do they understand it all right now? Probably not. But when they start to get older, they're either going to thank you or blame you. They're either going to say thank you for you know, making me do this and making me do that when I didn't understand what I was supposed to do. When I didn't know what was best for me, you made me do what was best for me. Thank you for making me buckle down and take tennis lessons. Thank you for making me buckle down and take horse riding lessons. Thank you for making me buckle down and learn how to dribble with my left hand and my right hand. Thank you. Thank you for making sure that I got great grades in school and I did my homework and I studied for the test. Thank you. Or they're going to blame you. Man, I wish you would have did this. Or I wish my mom or my dad would have made me do this. Man, I probably would have been able to do that, this and the other. So that's our primary, right? So I'm always, you know, in teaching mode with my kids because I want to be that parent that when my kids grow older, they know that I did my job. They know that I did what I was called to do, no matter what. And you're going to always have that bad feeling that your kids don't like you. And man, it's a necessary evil. It is the way it is. But you're most certainly called to make sure that your children are growing and prospering in the right way and they have that foundation, right? So I tell my daughter, I said, you know, now you have to get the horse. Now you have to get the virtual before you get the physical. So now we need to work toward the money. How are you going to get the money? Oh, yeah, it's not just something that's not going to give it to you. You're going to have to put in something. You're going to have to do something because there is no investment. You know, there's no appreciation until you're coming out of your pocket for something, until you're giving, you know, something of yourself that you value. And there's no investment. So I ask her, where's the horse? And I'm asking you, where's your horse? Some of you have a cart, and your cart isn't even the cart, the first cart. Your cart is the cart behind four or five other carts. You've attached your cart to somebody else's dream, to somebody else's legacy. You've attached your cart to something that somebody else wants. Where's your horse? Where's your horse? How are you gonna get what you want? How are you gonna show, you know, your legacy, your kids, that this is what I created for you? The only way you can do it is to get a car. What is to get a horse? What is your horse? That horse is your mode of transportation. It's how you move from level to level. If you don't have your own horse, then you can't go anywhere. Back in the old West, you know, they took horses just as importantly, just as serious as they take cars now. Horse thieves get shot or hung. Horse thieves get hung. A man's horse, it was just a spoken word, an unspoken word in the West. You can't steal a man's horse. It's tied up outside of somewhere. Just because nobody's on it doesn't mean somebody doesn't own it. It's the same rule on the golf course. Don't pick up golf balls that aren't yours. Somebody's ball. So if it's somebody else's horse and they get on that horse and they start riding that horse, where do you think they're going to ride that horse to? They're going to ride that horse to their destination. So why would your cart be hooked to that horse? And there's a time when you hook your cart to somebody's horse and they're helping you get to your destination. And if your destination is the same destination, I don't care if you're going to the exact same place. At some point in time during that journey, you have to unhook your cart and get your own horse. Get your own horse. Because even the person that is pulling the string of carts, they want you to get your own horse because they want to ride with other people, with other horses. They want to have a posse, a gang. It's called duplication. So when are you going to get your own horse? When are you going to start moving towards your own destiny with your own mode of transportation? So I can translate that into business. I can translate that into personal. In business, you definitely have to make sure that you're getting your horse that's pulling your all of the things that you want to accomplish. You have to get your horse to make sure that your horse is moving just as swiftly as everybody else's horse. Now you've got your opportunity as well. Now you've got people that are following you, maybe connect their cart to yours until they can get their own horse. But by the time you get to your destination, you should have a whole bunch of horses around you. Where is your horse? You wake up every morning and you go to a job, and the job is a necessary evil, but you don't have the horse. And everybody said, oh, he's going to talk about jobs again. Man, I had a job, so I mean, the job paid my bills. But there was a point in time in that whole journey that I became psychologically unemployable. Some of you are there right now. You just don't know how to get your own horse. But I'm submitting to you this morning that there are horses that you're being shown every day. You see horses running around in front of you every single day. Sometimes multiple times a day. They're called opportunities. A lot of you aren't willing to take a risk on an opportunity because you're so accustomed to living a risk-free life. You're not willing to jump on top of that horse and break that horse and get thrown off a couple of times. You're not willing to start because you know that there's some failure that may be involved with you getting started. But the secret to success is that failure is a necessary part of success. So if you're afraid to fail, then you're afraid to be successful. So where's your horse? Poor is not just physically. Poor is passing over opportunities repetitively. Guys, there are many opportunities that you're faced with every single day. If you don't grab onto one of those opportunities, then you will never, ever have your horse. Once you finally get that horse, you know, you finally, you know, kick the fear in the face. Now you're like, okay, now I need to learn how to ride this horse. No problem, because riding the horse, driving the horse takes vision. It takes drive. It takes dedication to action. Having a cart just allows you to meet you sit there and you prop a sign up. But when you get your own horse, man, you got that thing's gonna buck you every now and then until it gets used to you riding it. So now you're accustomed to riding it. Now it gets easier and easier. And now you're gonna realize that, you know, you're dedicated to the action necessary to accomplish what's in the cart. Now you're going to start realizing that, oh, man, look, I'm doing some things. This is awesome. Finally, getting some stuff done. Before, I just kept looking back and seeing this stuff in my cart. Nothing was really happening. I was helping other people achieve their goals, but none of my stuff was happening. But now you have the cart. Now that feeling of accomplishment starts to come over you, right? Now you're like, wow, man, this is awesome. Now I finally feel like I'm creating a legacy. I'm creating a legacy. Can't create legacy until you get your own horse, man. No way. We got to stop kidding ourselves every single day. And we're singing ourselves a slow, you know, lullaby. I call it the death song. It's what you tell yourself every day that keeps you in that comfort zone, that keeps you in that spot in life where you don't really have to do anything. It feels good. It's comfortable. You grab the bag of Doritos and a Coke and you're good. But if you're not willing to get uncomfortable, if you're not willing to break your horse and hook your horse to your cart and start pulling your own cart, then guess what? You'll be that person sitting in a retirement home saying, I wish that I would have. This is what I would have done if I get another chance, another opportunity. So what's that thing that you've always wanted to do, that's sitting in your cart? It's glowing. It's sitting there. One thing stands out above all of the rest in your cart. That thing right there. Start with that thing. Now you need a vehicle. The vehicle that you have now is going to get you to where you want to be. If you have one, if you have an opportunity already that you're a part of, that you may be just starting, that you may have already started, if you have one, then push the gas down a little harder. Throw caution to the wind. Punch fear in the face. Move. Stop worrying about what everybody else around you think. You'll never please them anyway. Stop trying to be that people pleaser. Stop thinking about what everybody else feels about you. It doesn't matter. People are like, you know, opinions are like, as they say, a-holes. Everybody has one. So if you sit around and you live your life based on everybody else's opinion of you and what you do, knowing that you're on the right path, the right journey, the right, you're getting to your destination. If you sit there and wait for everybody else's opinion to feel good to you and to line up, you will sit in the same spot for the rest of your life. Stop worrying about what other people think. Throw some caution to the wind. Take some risk. Live. And it's not going to be comfortable in the beginning. People aren't going to understand you. People are going to get mad at you. People are going to fall away from you. People are going to talk about you. That's just life. Don't worry about it. Move on. Everybody goes through the same thing when they find their horse. You see everybody riding by on these horses, and their horses are bucking. No, it's just the nature of the beast. It's what we have to do to get where we have to be. The whole reason why people won't create a horse is the whole reason why we have a 97% and a 3%. 3% tell the 97% what to do. And there's 1% that of that 3% that are in their pajamas every single day, and they tell the other 99% what to do. You got to figure out in life what you want to do. And you have to get your piece of the pie. You have to put in your piece of the puzzle for your legacy. Drive your own car. This ain't driving Miss Daisy. We're not going to sit around and drive everybody around everywhere you go. Drive your own car. That means you're going to have to throw caution to the wind and do some things differently, guys. Get that feeling of accomplishment. Guys, you know, I'm not going to keep you on this on the radio all day, guys, but I do want to say thank you guys for chiming in. You know, it's always great to be able to address you guys and hopefully help you guys bridge some gaps. You know, because that's what we do on this show. We try to bridge some gaps. And no matter what your situation is in life, you know, you have to understand that things are always going to get better. They can most certainly get worse, no doubt. But you can't sit around thinking about, you know, if this is ever going to change or if that's ever going to change, because a confused mind does nothing. So at the end of our day, we have to start. At the beginning of our day, we have to start. And if you can write anything around your house all day, guys, write it. Put it on your mirrors. Put it on post-it notes. Start now. Start now. No matter how shaky it seems in the beginning, start now. No matter how people talk about you, start now. No matter how people don't support you, start now. Doesn't matter. No matter what, all you have to keep telling yourself, start now. Don't quit. Don't beat it to it, guys. Guys, thank you for chiming into the grind this morning, guys. All I'm going to tell you guys is that it's time for you guys to rise and fight. It's time for you guys to do something different. It's time for you guys to throw caution to the wind and say, you know what, this is my life, and I don't want to squander it. Thank you guys so much for chiming into the grind. I'll see you guys bright and early, guys, on Tuesday morning. God bless you guys, and have an amazing day.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.